say that I would be useless in my job without the internet may be a little bit of a stretch, but not by much. I constantly need to be connected to know what is happening every minute of the day, so if ever there was an emergency, I could deal with it at that very moment. Based on that, having the internet on my mobile is essential to what I do, whether it is receiving an email from a superior or from a client, or being able to check the status of a shipment. It is absolutely essential that I have access to all types of information 24/7. Knowing that I have become so dependent on the internet, especially for my professional life, is a bit frightening.
As a recent graduate of university, the most important part of having access to the internet is establishing new networks and contacts. Thanks to the ease of creating online profiles and the vast diversity of social networking sites, I can be as connected or as disconnected as I choose. Often these profiles and online contacts can be the gateway to finding the perfect job. On these different social networking sites, I am able to connect to companies in my field who are looking for a new, fresh, young talent, and also get advice from other people in my same situation. With the dog-eat-dog mentality that seems to be pervading many of the job markets these days, gaining any sort of upper hand by using the internet is not only recommended, but in many ways a necessity.
As a recently retired grandma, the internet is really useful for me to stay in touch with my daughter and my grandkids. When my daughter and her family first moved out of the city 5 years ago, I didn't even know what the internet was. Now I meet with my daughter, her husband, my two granddaughters on Skype most weekends. As the girls are so young and growing up so fast, it allows me to see them as often as I like, which is lovely. At first, it was a bit tough to learn all about emailing, setting up the webcam, and it just seems bizarre to talk into my computer screen. But now that my computer is all set up to chat, I love it. I even email some of my old childhood friends sometimes.